Thank you for the pause.
But this is what they were headed for. By now, the RTC was involved in it. And they got the word down, get them shut down on the Dinch Doom Doctrine. So one day in court, this is bantied about. Throw it out there. The judge says, the what? I can't even spell it. What are you talking about? Well, Your Honor, so you have a recess, really, basically, no ruling. When you come back to court, suddenly you don't even get a hearing. There is no hearing. These ones in 5 years have never had a hearing. Hear me. There have been over 100 encounters in court on this one issue, and they have never been recognized in a court. Well, one time, Dorma raised her hand, you know, and Jason Brent said, you are not here. And she looked at herself, and several of you were there to witness this. And finally, I guess he felt a little bit bad, and he said, well, for all practical purposes, now she had made it beyond the barrister's wall, and actually into the sanctuary. And he points at her and looks at Al. And he says, as far as the law and I am concerned, you are not even in this room. But because I'm such a magnanimous person, I'm going to ask you what it was you wanted. You know, you have one question. I want to know how a citizen can get justice. Well, he didn't throw her out, but that obviously ended her question. And he was feeling a little ashamed of himself because early on, you see, it was such a dried and cut case that it never occurred to anybody to need an attorney. You're going to go in there and say, there was no sale. We went there to buy the house and no sale. On the other hand, by this point, Randall and Rick were really getting ticked off. These two were supposed to be in Panama. Well, surely we can work it out, you know. By now, the judge is giving them 7 days. The other one is, the attorney is on the floor kicking and having his tantrum. And the judge said, no, I'm going to let them know what they did wrong, and I'm going to give them until next week to make it right and get an attorney. This was between Christmas and New Year's. They were given 5 days to get an attorney to file papers in 3 days on New Year's. Now, you tried that on. So it went this way, all the way. Well, it turns out Jason Brent is one because he was with the law firm of Shea and Gould, who invested mightily in Duke Majan's campaign in $50,000 increments. Duke Majan appointed Jason Brent from Shea and Gould, who had been in New York, moved to the coast, onto the bench in Mojave. Why? Because most of the investments of Santa Barbara savings, which silently but emphatically is owned by Shea and Gould, as foreclosures would come up, they could capture everything. You had to go through it to know how it is. And each one of you in this room could probably tell me a dozen stories. I'm sure that Bernie could. Does this mean you go crawl in a hole and say, I cannot function in this, I shall not face it? Well, I've been more unkind to these than that. I have not allowed them alternatives. they will sit and say, I thought you said we had choices and alternatives. Al is more honest. He says, I don't believe you give us choices and alternatives. I don't like to think that. But he's right about one thing. Everything is a lesson. They said, everybody said, you will not last 5 months at the most. It has been over 6 years. And they don't go away. That is also an enhancement for the lot next door. These pains in the neck do not go away. And if they want our property off of their property, these ones no longer have the property, do they? And that means if Mrs. Next Door wants that lot cleared, she may be able to get the sheriffs to do it. They've been out there. Oh, my God, how many gallons does that tank hold? They have dollar signs. And the minute it costs more than she has upped the price in grade, the church has the lot, do you see? Is that conniving? I hope so. I like to think that God can be as creative as my enemy. Now, there's something else you haven't thought of. I'm going to thump you on the head, all of you, with that lot next door. The sheriff says, are these flags in the right place? EJ says, I don't know. Well, have you moved any of them? Just the one that was in the middle of the road. Oh. Does anybody remember the fight over the tank? I'm sure that EJ does. Does anybody remember that you got a free survey deal over that? Anybody remember the surveyors from CSD up there surveying that property? Guess where they put their flag? When you guess where they put their flag at the end of that green belt, you will know that the line that they drew put all of your property on your side. Now, isn't that nice to know? It really didn't require that I tell you, but I didn't see anyone thinking of it. So I'm handy. And you can remember what the lady said. I am a business person. And I believe that land will increase in value. Well, even then it was decreasing. Well, I am in Santa Monica, and I had a lot of land, and it just really appreciated, and I believe that it will appreciate there as much. So at the time, it was said, hey, that's fine, as long as you will get in touch with us first. And then we'll go with whatever the price is then, or whatever. Well, she's bogged herself into a real mess now. It is going to be so ungodly expensive that she would have done well to give it to them. Is that right or fair? She made the rules. She made the rules. You go with whatever you have with which to work. That's what is. And you do it with full integrity. What did the church offer her? Her money that she demanded, only they needed 120 days. No. I want it in cash in 30 days. That's called leverage. She thought. you don't need the land. It doesn't perk. It's going to be a problem. But you do need an easement to the back lot into Sullivan's property where you're going to build a well. That's agricultural land. You can dig a well there. And if you never do any more with that lot next door, then plant a little security bunker and a couple of garages, a little dome, and plant a garden to water from your well. Requires an easement. But you're also forgetting that the fire department requires the ability to get to that land behind up into that green belt area, an easement. Don't miss anything. I know it's hard in the humanness, in the human consciousness, not to miss things. But the more you train your mind to catch it all, the better the game. And you do not have to play dirty. That is the glory of it. At some point, man has to understand that it is not dirty, it is not boring, it is not dreary to play fair according to the golden rule and the rules of God. You don't need violence. The pen is mightier than the sword, given time to work. Neither do you need to be a mush-mouth idiot. That is not godly. That is an insult to your perfect creation with reason. You are trained to think it's bad. You are trained to think to be a good Christian, you must be destitute, wallowing in the gutter in dirty clothes. That is not true. And I love it when one say to me, I think you should go back to Christ. Not your Christ, brother. I travel with the Christ of which we speak. And leave us not lose sight of that. You have to know what is. And we have to do something to awaken the brothers. This is why I understand the need that you have to get out the word. But the minute someone argues with you, say, hey, okay. Don't argue on the basis of space command. Say, did you know there is this paper that is presenting, did you know that Kissinger did thus and so? Put it where the small human earthly mind can maybe grapple with it a little bit. You don't have to give them God in one massive dose. They will choke on it, and they will poison themselves, and they will draw away, and then the very mechanism of brainwashing, and your enemy knows this, will not allow them to come back. Once they have made a blithering statement, they cannot come back. They won't come back. You have examples of it every day. Don't burn those bridges. You don't have to. And when ones come at you and say, let us join this big demonstration, I don't care if it is something you believe, then certainly your presence is acceptable. But you don't have a group. You can lend support, if you wish, to some of these other groups. Just know what you're doing. You know, John Denver headed up. What was his star something? and it was going in Colorado, I believe. Thank you. And then guess what? They were so pleased because they were having trouble with funding, and the Rockefeller Foundation came in, helped them, bought it, and put their own board members on it. The museum, the Indian Native American Museum of the Smithsonian Institute, your American Museum, has members of the Rockefellers on the board. David Rockefeller is its chairman. Now that's the Oglala Indians. Admit you don't know everything. And then as things are unfolded to you, you don't have to struggle with it. I don't know, but I'll sure look at it. What is happening is once have opened their yaps, and you put a contact in front of them, and they think, oh my God, well, I just won't look at it. I won't even touch it. Its energy will come off on me. We should be so lucky. It's hard to wake up the people. And especially when two-thirds of the masses of the people are robotoid in action. They bred out the soul energy. It's backed off. Look at the pictures. The soul energy will finally just back off. It no longer loves its body. It will leave. Now I want to tell you the bad news. If that soul has backed off there and you have all of these little robotoids running around practicing nothing but physical evil, oh, but my intent is good. No, your intent is evil, because if your intent was good, you would be moving toward God, not away from Him. That is the definition of evil. I'm not interested in good and bad. I'm not even interested in evil. Evil is a force that challenges you. This is the battle for man's soul. So I'm not interested, but I will give you the definition of evil, because ones will come and say, well, evil doesn't exist. I refuse to accept that evil exists. Then you have just created evil. It's like sin. What is sin? Oh, well, that is almost what I don't know, but it's awful. And God punishes me for it. Sin is nothing except error. A falling away of the perfection that you would attribute to God. There are all these masses of quality of sin. But you know what? God does not judge those as you do either. Because depending on the intent, murder may not be as severe as just taking 25 cents from the poor box. That's not your problem. God and self will judge the crime. So I like to think of sin as error against God or godliness. But you see, you also have a child reaching for something, and he must learn. So he's going to err in his direction. He must feel. He will try to grasp something. He'll knock it over before he can make his fingers work. How else is he going to learn? So you're going to err. That means you're going to sin. There is no human being without sin. You heard that somewhere, didn't you? Well, you can accept it, but you can always work toward and for the perfection. You don't have to just say, oh, well, everybody does it, I will too. You're going to do that also. You are going to measure the amount of damage and go for the damage control to excuse whatever you do that you know is not perfection. Those things amuse us who can see you do it. What was your intent and responsibility in the first place? Because you see, we don't take into consideration not one of your contractual agreements written on that place. But we do take into consideration the intent when you sign that contract. These are the hidden lies you tell yourself. Or the cute little, I got away with it. No, you didn't. You may have gotten away with it in the world, but you didn't get away with it. Does it matter? No. That's between you and God. I don't have to worry about it. Neither does EJ. Maya doesn't even have to worry about it. That's your problem. Unless it slops over into controlling her. And then it's her problem. But it doesn't mean she needs to go paddle on you or turn you in or sue you or any of those things. So these are, you know, these are the gray areas. These are the shady areas. And yet you are born. And if you have soul, you know this truth. No matter who writes her set of rules, no matter who votes on them, you are born, if you are born with soul and not a mechanical created DNA reproduction, you are born knowing. Immediately, the adults in your life will begin to put those aside and make you adhere to their rules. And it only requires 3 generations to completely destroy a civilization. So guess where you are? It's been hundreds of generations headed for the total rule of what you call Satan. There is evil. Evil itself defined is the simple deliberate pulling away either of self or another from their path to God. Well, that sounds like a pretty little evil thing to me if I just talk Joe, you know, into going over to the bar. Well, it depends on how Joe feels about that bar and drinking. The drink doesn't have anything to do with it. It is the soul intent. And if his soul intent was to not do that, and he does it because you have persuaded him on a physical level, then that is evil. Well, big deal. Sometimes the line is harder. What about the Siamese twins? This is a good lesson. Number one, the Siamese twins were created because of a faulty mutant cell. In this particular time, it was the ovum that did get impregnated. A cell will pick up its 2 DNAs and it will separate. And once divided, whatever is going to happen, maybe you will have a mutant and a whole, or maybe two mutants. But the facts are, if that does not separate, you will have joint something. It will be still one unit. Now, how do you decide which brain to kill? It's true. I can tell you in advance, these babies will not have made it. There is a possible chance of one making it. I can understand the turmoil and the struggle within the heart of the parent. She knew that these children were going to be born. She chose against abortion. She had no reason, really, as I perceive it, to think that she would have mutant children when she conceived. The intent of the conception was probably missing. It was probably, quote, an accident. So that shows, unless these ones did want a child, irresponsibility of the sexual interaction. Well, I wanted to because every Thursday night at least, you know, John will nag and I, you know. What a reason. What a magnificent reason to have to choose which babe to kill. Because you see, once it's birth, even the doctors won't argue it's murder. They will call it something else like sacrifice. Exactly. At someone's hand, that child was killed. Because where the midsection is and where the brain is where the child is, where the being is. You can go without your legs, you know, all that. But it gives me an opportunity to sell Gyandriana. If your species, and don't kick yourself too much, this was brought back to you. It had been taken from the earth until the time was right to bring it back. You've got quite a few things to go through. And God would always provide what you need to anyone who will utilize it. God is absolute forgiveness. God is total allowance. And once God would not allow, I want to tell you people, God will allow. Of all the things in your illusion, He will allow, because it is your choice that determines your status. It is not the killing in war that is as bad as the war, because your puppet master send you out there to kill each other for their own purposes, whatever it is. Always the soldier in the field is serving somebody or something. And he's going to use the weapons provided and demanded of him, or he's going to get killed. And if the enemy doesn't kill him and he refuses to fight, guess what? Your own troops will shoot him. Earth plane is a schoolroom, and it will be exactly what the students created to be. And then finally it gets completely out of control, and then ones come along and they get bigger and they get bigger and they get bigger in their dreams and their aspirations. And all the while they're hiding it from the masses, because this gives me power. I will be the big honcho. But these ones forget something. There is always a bigger honcho. Ah, but God allows. Oh, that means that you lesser honchos are going to fight it out, aren't you? And you're going to try to do it in such a way as to blame God so you get more on your side. You better believe it. God will allow. But guess what? When it is finally total evil, he will snuff it out as if it weren't. And if that takes you along with it, you're going to just have wished that you had listened. Because there is that period of time in lesson learning where it's painful. You better hope that you get it in a blast at the heart of that nuclear bomb. Except for another reason. Oops. Are you telling me there's no perfection on earth in even killing? Right. That damages soul energy. That disperses soul energy, prana energy, life energy, to the point that it is all but impossible to reassemble your blueprint for soul. You. Ones can deny soul, ones can deny life after, ones can deny anything they want. You can, everyone, vote on it. But I can tell you, you can measure it. Weighs about 6 ounces. And when that soul energy cluster is blown apart by pulse beams, it can take eternity or never. You know, out there, infinitely nothing ends. In the mirror reflection of self, nothing ends. But guess what? You will have tinkered around with your soul and dispersed it. Well, so what? When I go over the barrier, it'll come back, won't it? In time, maybe. Ones like to take the tapes out of this room and go run them to the court. I have said God created you, and you can be uncreated. Ooh, that is a no. It will be as if you're wiped from the slate. Oh, but I know I'll be in the Akashic records. No, you won't. You will not have existed. It's a job, isn't it? It is a job beyond jobs. And there's not a one of you in this room that wouldn't be here, no matter what the job is. In fact, I hear you. Well, just tell me what the soup the job is, and I'll be happy to do it. You're doing it. If it is just waiting, you're doing it. Just being responsible for self and moving always in the direction of God, you're doing it. It wouldn't help one iota to have 25 scribing just exactly like Dorma in this particular mission, because you cannot keep up with what she writes. Why would you be thinking that you could keep up with what 25 would write? Plus the fact you enter in then the confusion factor of the human element. It took me a long time to put her on the ship while I can be in this room. And she doesn't butt in. it's been awkward from time to time, and some of you have experienced it. When I'm ready to go, and she won't come back. You did it, you're on your own. Do whatever you want with that chunk of whatever sitting in the chair. Sir. But each of you, you know, you didn't get down there being corporals and privates. So you're going to find yourself, when you get to command, every one of you are commanders, every one of you are captains, you are far beyond. And see, you're in my territory playing in my play, and some of you outrank me. And that's when it does get to be fun. Now we'll see about what you did to me last Thursday afternoon. Sir. And I can tell that some of you enjoy it a lot more than others. This is our play. And we've got to create a way out of it. That's what we're doing. We are creating a way through it and out of it. And we don't want to suffer, do we? Good grief, I hope you all say, no! I don't want to suffer. And I like soft chairs better than hard ones. And you have this stuff down here you call value. And as long as you are living in that human form, you must use it, mustn't you? Gold has no value, for instance, except what you want attached to it. For whatever reason, you attach it. With one exception, it does have some value that you need, and that is frequency and vibration capability. But you know what? You've forgotten, but we can make it. We can make it. I mean, make it. But if we make a lot of it, then what's already there and being so carefully guarded away from you wouldn't have any value. Enjoy the game. Because with every confrontation, it is a game. There will be lots of things going on. Most everybody won't have any idea. That is the way of it. Everything will be kept in separation except the goal, so that everybody can be secure and you can end up with the proper pieces of property and the proper jobs on them. There's a reason for that. They're waiting for you to unify so they can get you. I know they're going to hide those guns over there somewhere. If you don't have any guns, you don't have anything to worry about, do you? Well, they may come and shoot us anyway. Well, I want to tell you, if you have a gun, they're going to shoot you faster. So what have you gained? Zero. And I'm not saying don't have the gun. I'm saying look at the consequences. Look at what you're doing. Look and reason. This is why they have these massive Tavistock Institute brainwashing programs. And Waco was one of them, to see what their men would do programmed. And they did it, didn't they? Just went in there and murdered. Walk out and did a good job. Proud of us. Proud of us for incinerating babies? They did it in Vietnam and Korea and both world wars. They called it patriotism while the elite were making deals your sons were dying. Will you wipe out wars, not as long as this planet is like it is? God will deliver unto you through a very human conduit what you need to get you from here to over here. You are going to have to do it. That is the game. You'll have what you need. Don't push that river. Look at the Mississippi, what happened. Everything from 1988 that happens on your globe is totally controlled, from weather to earthquakes. But when Mother Nature decides to shake anyway, it sort of sets your schedule off. But your little lander's quake yesterday was a brand new quake. And they're pushing, and they're pushing. And they may not have until 89 to knock off the entire coast of California. And by the plan that was unearthed in documents, in trying to figure out how to sue Mr. Patterson, Mr. Kissinger hired a law firm. And guess what they began to find out? Well, one of them is that the San Andreas is planned to be gone by a hydrogen bomb in 1989, no later.
98.
Thank you. Perfection obviously eludes us all. But I hear at least four different ones coming from the room. So, tell us when it's supposed to be underwater.
Yeah. What is the date?
Rick has the proper date. 1997.
He's got a crib sheet.
Yes, very good.
But his intent is good, so I let him get away. Let that be a lesson. He's just a diligent student, aren't you, Rick? He also writes for Sananda, and I better shape up my act. They have great plans for you. And then, I'll tell you, Mother Nature will take it. And I would suggest that you wear your little rubber footsies, you know, over here at some point. Just have them parked there by your boat. And if worse comes to worse, now don't get your hopes up. Because by coming here, you have accepted a responsibility that says, I will work for this planet, for this creation of God, that it might recover and be godly. Because in 1987, she became a full-fledged thinking being. She just doesn't look like you with little legs. Or maybe she does. That's for you to find out. She is a living, breathing, thinking entity. And mankind has been the vipers and the sores on her. And she has a right to fling you off, to cleanse that perfect creation. And if you have not been a viper, and you are not a viper, and you are not blood-sucking her dry, you don't have anything to worry about. She's not out to get you, because the teachers have come to show you the way that you do not need to perish. And that way is the Christed way. This man, mislabeled Jesus, did not come to tell you about death, etc., etc., and die on a cross and all that BS. He came to say, Christ, an energy. An energy. It is a definition. It is not a name. When you say Christ, I always wait, well, come on, what are you talking about? Who is it? Christ who? It's a state of being. And that energy did not come down to express in any time under the sun, death. He came down in all instances to say, you're going to travel by the Christed pathway or you ain't going to make it. You cannot make it unless you go by way of me, he said. Not me, Isu Emmanuel.